Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. This is not Mike Salmon. No, not yet. This is Stephen Julian. I am sitting in the captain's chair today. I want to say engage.
You wish you were Mike Salmon, don't you?
Every day.
You wish you had my life.
Multiple times every day, Mike. I wish I was you. This is Stephen Julian, and that was the voice of Mike Salmon, and you are listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Atlanta Sonesta Gwinnett Place Hotel. Hello there, Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm very nervous. And would you like to know why?
Because we switched roles today?
Yes. When you sit in that captain's chair and you lead the show, you make it so easy for me. All I have to do is, you know, make fun of myself a couple of times and listen to the guests and try and come up with some good questions. And you just steer the ship so well. And Trey does such a great job producing behind the wall and making us sound good. And now you handed me the sheets and said, you run the show today.
You scheduled a couple wonderful guests.
I did.
Folks
I did.
That you know. So it's like, you know, let's let you take kind of steer the ship as you, you know. Although, do you really steer a ship? I guess you do steer a ship,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, because if you don't, you end up running into something.
Yeah, but it's not like, okay. But anyway, yes.
Ahead, warp factor 7, engage.
Yeah. So okay. I'm just going to sit back and watch you do your thing, and I'll jump in every once in a while.
With pithy comments.
Probably comments just to make fun of you, just for the heck of it.
We'll decide the level of pith.
I can entertain myself.
As you make them. Okay. Enough banter. Let's get to the real meat of the show. We have two wonderful guests, both of whom I have met networking in Gwinnett County, and excited to bring them on the air and talk about their businesses. We have Titania Huff from Lyft Professional Services. There's a two in her name that we're going to discuss at length, but that won't be the only part of the interview. We also have Cindy Pitts Gilbert. She is known as Sister Know-It-All with Know-It Training. So welcome to both you guys. And Titania, we will start with you. You are the president. You are the CEO. You are the chief poobah of Lyft Professional Services.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, Mike, Steve, and me, Stephen and Mike. Excuse me, guys.
Yeah, no worries.
You guys are making me nervous.
See, Mike, I make them nervous.
I get that
you
a lot.
If you're the captain, you don't make them nervous.
We'll give you autographs after the show.
All right, thank you. I feel so much better about that.
Well, I'll take a breath and calm down. Lyft Professional Services. Tell everybody about Lyft and what you guys do.
Yeah, so Lyft Professional Services is a coaching and consulting firm. We focus strategically on a strategic plan, planning, connections, and collaborations, which is why I met you networking, because we're very passionate about building certain connections and helping women to plan their businesses and the next steps of their lives.
Now, the name Lyft, there's periods after every letter.
L-I-F-T,
and there's a two, like in the squared position on the L. So I have to ask, what does all that stand for? There's a lot of significance in the name.
Yes, absolutely. So Lyft is an acronym, and it stands for Live, Lead, Intentionally, Faithfully, and Truthfully.
So the live and the lead are the two L's,
that's
right?
L
that's
squared.
Why it's
yeah,
L
that's
squared.
That's the math equation there.
All right. Live and lead intentionally.
You're looking at me.
Well, because we had that discussion before.
Mike said it was going to take the whole interview.
You steered me in a completely different direction because I said, well, let's see, because you wouldn't tell me why it was L2. So it's like I was trying to guess. And And you said it had something to do with math. And then Titania said, well, not really. And so I'm thinking L. Okay, maybe it's a Roman numeral L.
Which stands for 50.
50 squared.
Yeah, don't get us too off track here, Mike.
Well, no, but you had me going down this little rabbit hole. You were just messing with me.
All right, give it again. Okay, what does it stand for?
So it's live, lead, intentionally, faithfully, and truthfully.
So you, that's and you work with business owners. You work with entrepreneurs.
I do. I work with entrepreneurs, professionals, and small business professionals who are looking to start their businesses, specifically women in the – I don't know if I'm getting ahead.
No, that's fine.
Specifically women in the single, divorced, and women who want to turn their daydreams into reality. So those type of women I work with.
Now – that's not exclusive.
That's not, no.
But that's kind of been a niche that you have seen that you've been able to really help.
Absolutely, yes.
What are the obstacles facing a single woman or a divorced woman? What are some of the obstacles of bringing their business to market?
Yeah, so a lot of the issues that challenge women, especially specifically in the divorce space, and I picked divorced women because I'm one of those women, and it's having to start brand new. Having us move forward after a divorce, it's something that, you know, maybe you've put your dreams on hold for, you know, for your children or for your spouse. And now you're forced with having to start a new life. And so that's really the largest challenge that I see with a lot of my clients.
And specifically when you start a relationship with a client, kind of where does it start? What are you trying to bring to the table? I mean, I know there's a little bit of an encouragement and a cheering on mm-hmm. factor, but it can't just be that you're going to go, you're going to do great, go get them. I mean, what are some of the practical things that you're going to help that entrepreneur and small business owner?
Absolutely. So what we do is we start with starting a business plan. So we help her to develop a business plan, a business model for her business. Anything from registering your business to really honing in on your mission statement. Recently, I helped one of my partners who've been in business for a while hone in on her mission statement. She was racking her brain for weeks trying to really get her staff to understand the mission statement. And I came in and within, you know, 30 minutes was able to say, hey, it's a one-liner. This is what you do. You know, you serve these people in this particular market to soar, you know. So that's really just a simplified version of what I do. I help women who are in the single and divorce market to develop a plan for their business and to form connections for starting the business that they desire.
Hmm. So apparently one of your success stories is within 30 minutes you help somebody get a mission statement.
Absolutely, yes.
She must have given great so that comes from asking great questions and listening and your clients giving good answers. Do you typically meet with your clients weekly, monthly, on a project basis? I come in one time, and in 30 minutes, I'll guarantee I'll give you a great mission statement. I mean, kind of what does the relationship look like with your clients?
So there are a couple different ways that I meet with my clients. Most of the time, I'm doing one-to-many. So that means that I'm hosting workshops, or I am I'm hosting workshops, or I am throwing a networking mixer, or, you know, so because I want to have that accountability there, I'm usually doing the one-to-many workshop, and we meet on a weekly basis for different networking opportunities. We meet on a monthly basis, and if there's one-on-one, we would usually meet on a weekly basis.
I was going to ask you how you find your clients that you work with. I'm assuming one of them is through your seminars and workshops that you put together.
Absolutely.
Because I'm thinking a lot of folks, when they go through a divorce or something similar to that, they're afraid to ask for help.
They are. And it's you know, there's a stigma behind divorce. You're embarrassed. You don't want anyone to know that, you know, that divorce is a sense of failure. You know, so you don't want anyone to know really that you failed in this space. And so I am able to allow my clients the freedom to say, hey, this has happened. Now I'm ready to move forward. So, yeah.
Mike, Titania, ahead of time, sent us some of the lists of some of the classes and some of the things she's led. Listen to this lineup. Millionaire Mind-Shifting Masterclasses. Wallet Whipping Workshops. Wow Worthy One-on-One Programs. Wow, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Wow Worthy one-on-one programs, tantalizing trainings, and limitless living empowerment events. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I want you to be excited.
I'm a guy. Can I come to these too?
Absolutely. Men are welcome.
Well, what were you doing before this company? What would be, you know, were you, I don't know, you were like
advertising
a,
slogans?
You were like a rhyming, were you a rapper? I mean,
well,
how does that work?
Know, she's a master alliterator, right?
Well, Michael, I was in insurance.
You're in insurance.
Get out.
I was in insurance for quite some time before I decided to start my own business.
So you're a recovering insurance person.
There was a lot of pent-up creativity that's been unleashed,
yeah,
right?
Is that little, just a little.
Because there's no red tape in insurance. It's like, walk this way, talk this way.
You had great seminar ideas, and they were like, no, compliance won't let you name it that.
Literally.
Yeah, I know. I'm an independent financial advisor by day. I do this to get the creative itch out. Behind the curtain of Gwinnett Business Radio, we always ask our guests, hey, give us a couple ideas of some good questions. That's why we sound so good, is you guys give us great questions. And you gave me a great one.
Oh.
What's the most interesting thing about you that we wouldn't have guessed about you?
Awesome. I'm so glad you asked that question.
Well, you told me to. So it's a great question on your part.
Well, awesome. Thank you. Well, I actually went to school for radio.
Really?
I did. I went to school for mass communication, Illinois State University.
Wow.
And I was a traffic director at my school's radio station.
So you were the one that would come on and go, there's a cow that got hit on Highway 22?
Well, you know, I actually kind of scheduled the commercial break.
Yeah, so I was wondering if Stephen would know what a traffic director is. See, I know that.
See, I did not go to school for it.
I actually made it local, too. Radio Bloomington was the name of the station in Bloomington, Illinois. Shout out to Bloomington.
Nice.
I think.
So why are you nervous?
We need a traffic director here at Business Radio X.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Who could also empower people to take their businesses to the next level.
She can lift me up twice.
We're going to have to talk about this offline. I'm like, I love that.
So you do. So like you said, it's a lot of how you find your new clients are through these events. Are there events that are pretty regularly scheduled? Are you always looking to add more events? How do you find and how often do you do the events here?
I am always looking to add new events. I also meet a great deal of my clients on social media. I'm a very large, I don't want to say large presence, but I am very active on social media. And so a lot of my clients, you know, come to me via social media because of some of the things that I post and my events. So I have a networking mixer that I host quarterly, and the workshops happen on a monthly basis. One-on-one clients, we schedule those behind the scenes there. And so, yeah.
What are some of the upcoming, I mean, the networking mixer quarterly, is it usually at the same location? You want to give a shout out and
Absolutely.
Invite all of our listeners?
Yeah, so we are hosting our She Manifests Success mixer here this Saturday.
What did you say?
She Manifests Success.
So it's She Manifests Success, but
men are welcome.
Okay.
Men are welcome. So it's going to be hosted this Saturday at Blissful Dance Studio.
Is it always at Blissful Dance Studio?
Not always, but we are building a relationship.
There you go.
So this networking mixer is going to be there, and then our one in December is going to we're looking to.
So one of the beauties of Gwinnett Business Radio is obviously people might be listening to this after we're coming on in September of 2018. That's when we're live here, mm-hmm. but is that mixer usually posted on your website?
Absolutely, it is. My website is www.learntoliftps.com. I bet you were trying to figure out how I was going to throw that two in there, huh, Michael?
You did well.
Thank you.
I wasn't really thinking. I had no concerns at all with you anymore.
Mike tries not to think.
You don't surprise me about anything anymore. I just expect the unexpected.
Oh, well, I like that. I like that mystery factor.
All right. Now, so the website is learn2 liftps.com. Yes. Is that the only way people get in touch with you? Are there other ways?
Absolutely not. I am active on social media. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Titania Huff. You can find me on Facebook, Titania Huff. And I am on Instagram under Empress of Enterprise.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
She Manifests Success, Empress of Enterprise.
Where did you say Blissful Dance Studio?
Blissful Feet Dance Studio.
Oh, will there be dancing?
You know what? There might be a dance party. Who knows? You never really know what's
expected
of me.
Maybe the two-step?
Well, we have to have you there.
Where's my rim shot, Trey? He wasn't ready for
the
that.
The Titania two-step? Is that what we would call it?
That wasn't worth it in order
to alliterate, wouldn't it be the Titania two-step? Is that your particular dance move that we would...
This interview should have ended 45 seconds ago.
Yeah. Can we jump in the time machine, the DeLorean?
The great thing is with the podcast, you can edit this whole part out.
I love this part, though. I love this part.
I was about to go 3, 2, 1 to reset so that we could...
No, I think she's
doing well. She's actually playing along with us. She's not like staring like pitchforks through us right now. She's playing along.
Like she does.
So I love the attitude, the positivity, and all that good stuff. That's great.
So Titania is available for one-on-one consulting. You're also available to have a workshop.
Absolutely.
And you also host a mixer, and I'm sure we met at another networking group. As you network in Gwinnett County, I'm sure you'll come across Titania Huff.
And if you're a rapper and you need a cool name that like rhymes and stuff, check out Titania.
Absolutely. And she didn't say this, but she might help you with your mission statement in 30 minutes guaranteed. Lyft Professional Services, Titania Huff, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you so much. Absolutely. Actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to host a workshop. It's going to be called, actually, it's called Waiting to Excel.
Okay.
Business Plans and Breakthroughs.
Nice. Very good. So, and they can get more information on your website.
More information on my website.
There you go.
Learn2LyftPS.com.
Oh, in stereo. I like that.
Is this the part where I got to talk about one of our partners?
The part where I normally do it, and I try to make it seamless.
I'm just going to read it.
Go for it.
Yeah, because you try to get all creative and stuff.
I wonder if Trey has background music.
It's what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join our family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist? Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest. Oh my goodness, I almost got through the whole thing. For the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Oh, he has that queued up, but he didn't have the rim shot earlier.
I will pause for just a minute while our listeners dab their eyes with Kleenex after that moving, stirring rendition of Subaru of Gwinnett.
And I am proud to announce that Subaru is, of course, our naming rights partner here in the studio. We're in the studio, Subaru of Gwinnett studio.
Absolutely.
And they have renewed for another 15 months.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, let's make sure they don't hear that reading.
Until they heard me read that. Yes.
Don't worry, Subaru. I'll be reading them all from here on out. I'll go back to my normal spot, and Trey will get my background music, which sounds great. So, we are pleased to welcome Cindy Pitts Gilbert. She is known as Sister Know It All with Know It Training. Cindy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Thank you for not running out of the studio during our first interview.
I'm enjoying it.
I saw you get up and try the door, but we've locked it, so you're stuck in here. You are Sister Know It All.
I am.
Tell us all about what you know.
What I know. I am a health and wellness educator, so I teach people how to be healthy in a natural way. So I don't spend a lot of time sending people to doctors to get antibiotics. I try to give them alternatives. And I also teach people how to get toxins out of their home and out of their body through diet and working with natural cleaning type products. And
now, your background is you came out of a corporate career.
I did.
Talk about that transition.
You weren't in insurance, too, were you?
I was not in insurance. Okay. Believe it or not, I was in mail machines and postage meters in my corporate career. So I was a national trainer for them, and I was there for 10 years, and I loved it. And I decided that I was missing my kids' childhood. My daughter missed the bus one day, and I said, you know what? It's time to not be at corporate America, because I was in a business meeting with my phone on mute. So after that, I actually did not go into health and wellness. I owned a coffee house for 10 years. I did the business. It was called the Sing and Bean in downtown Lawrenceville. And I lost my insurance when I left corporate America. So I came up with healthy ways to, you know, not run to the doctor all the time. And the more I researched, the more I realized that there are a lot of toxins out there. So we're really an unhealthy world, especially here in the United States. We eat a lot of stuff that we shouldn't, and we have a lot of stuff in our house that we shouldn't. So the more I researched, the more I freaked.
The more you freaked out.
There you go.
And you went from freaking to teaching.
Freaking to teaching.
Nice. So the Sister Know-It-All name comes from kind of all the research you've done on health and wellness?
I have two brothers and a sister. And, you know, those two brothers thought I was a know-it-all sister. So I said, you know what? I embrace it. So my brother said, you need to write a book instead of telling us what to do. So instead of doing that, I wrote a blog. And then I ended up writing for a column for the Gwinnett Citizen called Dear Sister Know-It-All. And Sister Know-It-All was born.
Wow. So the know-it-all isn't just about health and wellness. There's a little bit of you were doing the column, there was other questions?
Most of the columns were based around natural remedies and home remedies, that kind of stuff.
So what is the difference
between a
home remedy and a natural remedy?
Well, people think home remedies are, you know, woo-woo. And a home remedy is something you've already got in your home.
Can you unpack that technical term, please?
Because when you say woo-woo, in this studio, at least two of us think of Ric Flair. So I'm sorry, but that's you got to unpack
what
that.
Is woo-woo? Okay, yeah. So woo-woo is anything that's out there that's not part of the norm. So if you are looking for a natural remedy, people think that you're living in the woods, you know, you're a witch doctor or something woo-woo or crazy out there. You're dancing around in the woods naked, you know, and that's woo-woo. So I don't necessarily do woo-woo, but home remedy is something you've already got in your house. So if you've got dishwashing liquid or hairspray, that's something you already have in your house. So somebody says, how do you get ink out of your pants? Well, ink is not natural, so you spray hairspray on it. So that's what a home remedy is. If you've got a natural remedy, it's that you've replaced a toxic chemical that you clean with, like Lysol. Sorry, Lysol. Hope they're not one of your sponsors.
They're not.
Not anymore.
I was talking to them. I got up to the VP.
And you replace it with baking soda. So get baking.
Arm and Hammer.
Yeah. There you go. So baking soda is natural. So you can clean your house. It gets rid of mold. It gets rid of rust. So there's lots of ways to use things like that instead of toxins.
All right. So here's a question you did not tell me to ask, but I'm going to ask it. So get ready. I think you're going to be able to handle it.
She's Sister Know-It-All. She'll know the answer to this.
You can decide how many, but I will cut you off at some point. What are some of the top toxins and things that we do without thinking about that if we could change it, that would have the biggest impact on our health and wellness?
Well, number one, everybody has toxins under their kitchen sink. So if you remove what's under your kitchen sink with the more natural things like vinegar, for example, is a great thing to replace cleaning products with because it's acidic. Baking soda will get rid of rust. It'll get rid of mold. So you can get rid of your Tilex. So lemons, you can take a lemon, cut it in half, stick it in your microwave, and it makes your house smell really yummy, and it just immediately gets rid of all the gunk. So you can do that on your countertops. So those kinds of things are the first. Then next is your diet. So you start shopping the perimeter of the grocery store. So I teach a class on how to eat better and get rid of processed foods, because if you can't pronounce it on the back of the label, then you probably shouldn't be putting it in your body. So those are two really big ways. Getting rid of a lot of medications, you can do that with natural remedies like essential oils. There's a lot of essential oils out there. And I teach a class on safety, how to use natural products safely, because just because it's natural doesn't mean it's safe. Poison ivy is natural. I am not putting it on my body or eating it.
Okay, so you've obviously educated yourself. And how did you turn this into a business? Or when did the light bulb go off and say, okay, I can make a career out of this?
Well, I turned 50 and decided that I was not loving what I was doing. And when the coffee house closed, I kind of just had to grow up again. And I said, I need to do what I love. And I really loved training corporate America. So I'm one of those know-it-all people, right? So I'm one of those people that if I'm really passionate about something, you're going to hear about it whether I make money at it or not. So if you tell me your elbow hurts, I've got a remedy for you. Let me tell you what to do. So the more people asked me, the more they ended up being questions in my blog. And then I said, you know, I'd really like to do this in a group setting and get back to training, because training kind of makes me high. It makes me happy. So when I'm training people, doesn't it do you as well? It makes me happy to see that light bulb go off for somebody. So I wanted to go back, do the rest of my life what I love. So that's how I...
Is there certifications or for something like that? Because it's very broad. what you're talking about and discussing.
It is very broad, and it's very hard to get that many certifications.
Right.
But yeah, I do have some certifications, and then I have some just learning the hard way by experimenting on myself. So there are things on my blog that you can go and see that I have experimented with that did not work, and you do not want to do them. So don't ask me about sugaring. I'll just go read my blog. It's not a fun thing. It's an alternative to waxing that is very painful, so don't do it.
Sugaring.
Sugaring.
I think her website is going to get a lot more hits.
I think so.
Because that's a good tease.
We always tell people, do what you love. If you can find a career and do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
You've heard that. How are you monetizing what you decided? This is my love. Now you got to figure out a way as a former corporate America person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now how do I monetize this?
Well, I did a lot of marketing. Owning a coffee house, you have to do your own thing a lot because you don't have a lot of extra income. So I learned how to market. So I spend a lot of time as well on social media. I have 10 Days to a Healthier You Facebook page. I have the Sister Know-It-All Facebook page. I post stuff pretty regularly. I meet a lot of people. I have a lot of workshops. I teach through Gwinnett Parks and Rec. So I get, kind of free advertising from Gwinnett Life, so that I get introduced to people. And then I'm just, if I'm in the grocery store and I see somebody that has a need, I'll strike up a conversation.
All right. Two-part question about the workshops.
Okay.
You talked about you are offering some workshops through Gwinnett Parks.
I am.
And go ahead and expand, and where are some of the other places you're currently doing workshops? And the second part of the question is, where are you not yet doing workshops that you want to be? What are the relationships you're trying to find where you're, looking to expand the offerings you give?
Okay. Through Gwinnett Parks, I do the health and wellness. So I do like 10 Days to a Healthier You. I do vision board classes. I teach people the love languages, 5 love languages. I am an appreciation work trainer as well, so I teach people how to get along better at work. So those classes I offer there. I also offer an introduction to essential oils, basic essential oil classes. Mountain Park, Bethesda, and George Pierce are the 3 parks that I'm working with right now. They're kind of close to me. I am mostly in Gwinnett County. On September 18th, I'm doing a class at the Serenity Salt Cave. If you haven't been to a salt cave, we're going to get 15 minutes in the salt cave. So you can go and breathe in salt air, kind of like going to the ocean. You know how you feel good when you go to the ocean? So that's a shout out for the Serenity Salt Cave. But they're awesome people. And then where I would like to go, I have a suitcase and I will travel. So I am not limiting myself to where I want to go. My kids are grown. I can travel now. I would love to do some on a cruise ship. Wouldn't that be fun to have a training on a cruise ship?
Now we're talking.
Yeah. If only she could do a Business Radio X show from the cruise ship.
That would be fun.
I feel good when I'm at the ocean because I'm at the ocean.
Exactly.
Yes.
Put your feet in the sand.
Yes. I do want to ask you, because you're kind of, you know your marketing, and I love Sister Know-It-All. I'm surprised it was almost available, because you think it's such a great name. You think somebody along the way would have already kind of, had that. But it can also have almost a negative connotation sometimes. People go, oh, she's a know-it-all, avoid her. But you spun it into a positive.
Right, right. Yeah, if you Google Sister Know-It-All, you will get Know-It-All Sister every time. Because it's, a lot of people are complaining about their know-it-all sister. But if you know something and you're passionate about it, there's no reason not to share. And then you don't have to pick on your brothers and sisters and tell them and use all your knowledge on them. You can tell other people in the world and give them a break.
Hold on. Go ahead, Titania.
I said I was going to ask if you found my sister on there.
Did you complain about her on public?
No, she thinks I'm a know-it-all.
Oh.
So. But I love the name. I think it's wonderful.
And there is a difference between a know-it-all sister and Sister Know-It-All.
Exactly. Sister Know-It-All is a positive, going to help you feel better about life. And
I
a know-it-all sister is very irritating.
Now, so a lot of what you do with the public is the blog, is the Facebook page, and kind of the introductory stuff. Do you offer one-to-one coaching?
I do offer one-to-one coaching. I do prefer groups just because I love to train.
Yeah.
But if somebody wants some one-on-one coaching, I will sit with them and work with them. And I do work with my clients. I do have certain clients, especially the health and wellness nutrition part. I will talk. And if anybody asks me a question, they've got my phone number, my email, my Twitter, everything they can ask me.
Our show is called Gwinnett Business Radio. A lot of business owners listen to this show. And one of the shifts I know, being an independent financial advisor, the shift in the workplace – in terms of benefits, the idea of education being a huge part of benefits now. So, hey, I can't necessarily, you know, whatever I offer them as far as insurance or 401k or that kind of stuff is one aspect, but who I'm bringing in to speak to my employees can be a benefit that I can then check a box and say I did the right thing. I brought. So is that a speaking engagement that you
absolutely
have scratched the surface at all?
I have spoken to a couple of different HR people about, you know, coming in and doing some lunch and learns and things like that. And it's a great way to benefit your employees. They feel good when they leave and they've gotten a little bit of education for free.
Mike, I have a feeling that, you know, one of our guests in 30 minutes might be able to help you get a purpose statement for your business. And then in another 30 minutes, you could help your employees be that much healthier. We've accomplished a lot today.
I'd say so.
I'm sitting here shaking my head. I'm thinking, wait, employees?
Yeah. I mean, so you talk to the business owner, help with their plan, their business plan, that kind of stuff. And like you said, 30 minutes or less, guaranteed mission statement.
Hey,
maybe.
I think I'm going to have to add it.
And, can we meet after?
Yeah, and then, yeah. So do right,
but you're implying I don't have my ducks in a row already.
No, I'm... Okay.
Have you had us there and talk to you? I mean,
exactly.
Now
well,
that we're
we have
here,
now,
yeah. So.
We're halfway through. 15
got
a minutes.
Know it all here at the table. Yes.
So, Cindy Pitts Gilbert, Sister Know It All, Know It Training. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
The best way is to go to sisterknowitall.com. If you have a question for me, ask me at sisterknowitall.com, and my phone number's there. Anything I sell or promote is there. My calendar's there. It's all one-stop shop.
And if someone goes to the website and asks a question, you will literally answer their question?
I will literally answer their question or send them in the right direction.
Nice.
If I don't know the answer, I know usually who does.
So you give at least one answer away free.
Yes.
So you're not... So that corporate America did kind of... It didn't completely take you to the dark side because you don't charge them for the first answer.
I do not. And I give away a lot of 15-minute nonprofits. You can book me for those as well.
And not only can you go to sisterknowitall.com, you can go to search Sister Know It All on Facebook, LinkedIn, all of those.
Sister Know It All.
Yeah, I like it. I might have to subscribe to your blog. Mike is holding up his phone to the microphone. Let's listen.
Siri, are you a know it all?
I don't have the answer to that. Is there something else I can help you with?
I don't know if you could hear that. Siri was no help at all, so that's why you need to call Sister Know It All.
I like it. Don't call her. Go to the website and ask a question.
That's right.
Oh, she's still talking to me. Yes. Yeah. Siri, stop talking.
Cindy Pitts Gilbert, the Sister Know It All, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
When it comes to proactive payroll and payroll needs, we have your Know It All people here. It's proactive payroll. I messed that up. I was trying to be creative. That's what I need Titania for. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. It's just words. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefits, and worker comp reporting and more. We don't just process payrolls. We build relationships. Visit Proactive Payroll Rocks or call 404-410-0031.
Put your glasses on. Read the phone number again.
404-410-0031. I never realized how hard it was to do these reads. I didn't have more of an appreciation for what you do during the shows.
And I have more of an appreciation for what you do because I feel like we've gone a little bit off the rails, but thankfully we had two great guests. I want to thank Cindy Pitts Gilbert, Sister Know It All, and Titania Huff with Lyft Professional Services. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. This
Mike,
was so fun.
You and I learned a lot about each other today.
Yes.
And we learned.
I've got some respect for you now. Because I didn't have any respect for you before the show, apparently.
Yeah, apparently not. It's about time.
Yeah, you did a good job. I enjoyed hearing you kind of steer the ship.
That's right. And one thing that did not change was our appreciation for Trey, our wonderful producer who makes us sound great and makes the guests sound great. So for Mike and for Trey, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo! To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Twice.